show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
We do just want to start this off with a bit of a trigger warning because we know that domestic violence can create really strong emotions in some people, and we are going to be talking about it because it is Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month. We're right at the start of it, in the start of May right now. And to talk more about it, we do actually welcome Elise Feltham and Emily Lyons from the police force in with us right now. How are you, ladies?
Good morning. We're good, thank you.
So when we talk domestic violence, what actually is domestic violence? Because it's not, you know, just the physical side of things. There's more to it.
Exactly right. And that's a fantastic question, to be honest. Thank you both for having us. We really do appreciate it. When people talk about domestic and family violence, immediately they think of hitting and physical forms of violence. Now, I can tell you, by far, there are so many other different types. You would have heard recently that there's a coercive control task force that has been issued by the Queensland government. There is so many different facets of domestic violence. You can talk about psychological abuse, sexual abuse, financial abuse. People who are just controlling other people to get exactly what they need to have absolute control. So we talk about power and control, and that's ultimately what it's about. And it doesn't always involve the act of physical violence. Mm. And quite often there's many, many victims who experience psychological abuse to such a point that they have nowhere to go, they are lost, and they don't know what to do.
All right, so you mentioned coercive control there. I know that's a big theme, a big important thing that we need to talk about this month. So what exactly is coercive control, guys?
Yeah, coercive control is a pattern of acts, of assaults or threats or humiliation or intimidation or other abuse that is used to harm or punish or frighten someone. It's doing something because someone else is threatening you or blackmailing you or bribing you. It is the most common risk factor leading up to an intimate partner homicide.
It's really scary stuff to listen to, but it's a really important conversation, especially if there are kids involved in a relationship that is, you know, has domestic violence involved in it. Can we talk a bit more about kids being involved in this situation and what we can do to help them?
Yeah, certainly. Domestic and family violence has some really serious effects on children. It can impact on their social problems. They can become delayed in meeting developmental and emotional milestones. They grow up believing that power and control is normal in a relationship. Things like sleep problems, nightmares, bedwetting. And kids often take on, the feelings that they blame themselves for the violence and they feel helpless. You know, they can't help those that are close to them that are experiencing that violence.
Heartbreaking. You can't even imagine a child going through that in their, you know, undeveloped minds. It's just, yeah, horrible. There's a stat in front of me. So far in 2021, there's been more than 21,000 DVO applications submitted to Queensland Police. So the numbers are just so high and so horrific. If there's one final message that we could get out to Queensland, this Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month, what is that message?
Look, it's about the community understanding what it is and trying to acknowledge with their family and friends that the problem exists. Mm. One in four women are suffering at the moment. And we're not saying it's only just female victims. We've got children who are victims and men who are victims. We need the community to understand that every community has domestic and family violence and every community has a part to play. In fact, the theme for DV Prevention Month this month is we all have a part to play. If you identify that someone is suffering from domestic violence or you're having conversations about it, we're educating people, and slowly and more accurately people will be standing up for those who need protection.
What if you suspect that a friend or family member is a victim of domestic violence? What do you do then?
Look, it depends on the situation. Ultimately, if you can build a rapport with that person and just let them know that you're there and allow them to talk to you. The biggest thing is listening and not judging. Mm. Believing a victim is huge. Mm. A lot of people don't believe that coercive control, for example, is domestic and family violence. They just don't believe it. When people think of domestic and family violence, they think, oh, well, he doesn't hit me, so it's okay.
Mm.
It's not that. The physical violence is another way that a perpetrator will react in situations where they're losing control.
And believing a victim is so important too, because from the outside, such and such could look like a great bloke or a great woman, but you don't know what's happening behind closed doors. So if a victim does talk to you about it, it's so important to put your, you know, your opinions aside
That's also a great point. When we're talking about domestic and family violence, in the 1950s, it was something that was kept inside. It was a private matter. We never talked about it. It has become so bad now that it's time, and we've learnt so much since then, that it's not a family problem. It's not something we keep indoors. We should be communicating about it with our work friends, with our family, with our cousins, with our aunties, with our uncles. And it is very difficult to understand how someone you've trusted at work to be a great bloke might be committing acts at home, and a totally different person. Yeah. Same for female.
I personally find it very, very hard to talk about, but I'm so glad that we do in such a public sort of forum, and we make months like this a normal thing to discuss, because until we acknowledge it and, you know, talk about it, it's never going to get better. So please, Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month, it is on now. Get around it. And of course, if you are in a position where you are a victim of domestic violence, or you are a perpetrator, or you just need a resource, you can contact DV Connect on 1800 811 811. For now, Senior Constable Emily Lyons and Sergeant Elise Feltham, thank you so much for your time, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us. The Hit Breakfast Show.